Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm joined on the line now by Alison Spicer, who is the Associate Director of the International Medical Program with Nefesh BeNefesh. Alison, thanks so much for joining us. Before I even go into the program itself, Nefesh BeNefesh focuses primarily on North America. So would we, as South African, let's say potentially South African doctors who are interested in making Aliyah, would you be able to assist them?
Great question. First of all, thank you very much for having me on your program. It's a pleasure to be here. As you said correctly, Nefesh BeNefesh has historically focused on helping the Jewish people from the United States and Canada making Aliyah. And what changed at the beginning of 2024 is that we signed on an agreement with the Jewish Agency for Israel, the Ministry of Health, as well as the Ministry of Aliyah and Integration on this specific project looking to help doctors make Aliyah. So around the world, this specific division of Nefesh BeNefesh is able to give guidance on bureaucracy and a myriad other subjects for doctors making Aliyah.
So I guess I should say thank you for including us. What are the biggest hurdles?
We look forward to being at the Aliyah Fair in South Africa in a couple of weeks.
So
we'd love to continue a conversation with those. Yeah.
We'll definitely see you there. And maybe let me just mention to listeners that later in the program, we will be talking to the coordinator of the Aliyah Expo. It's at the end of this month. So if you find yourself there, go and say hi to Alison. Alison, what are the biggest hurdles that doctors have traditionally faced and probably still face today when they make Aliyah? And then how does your program work to remove those hurdles?
That's a great question. I'd say that the two biggest issues that come to mind are bureaucracy and Hebrew. And I think that what's happened over the past couple of years and what our program aims to do is make things easier. It's never going to be as easy as flipping on and off a light switch. It's never going to be like super, super I don't want to say easy, but it's possible to bring the process up to as easy as possible. And that's what we've been able to do. We've been able to cut through a lot of red tape. We've been able to make changes at the highest levels of the process and rules involved in terms of paperwork and licensing and specialty recognition. And I'd say that it's absolutely easier more than ever to make the leap to become an Israeli doctor with an Israeli license and specialty recognized. And we exist to help people with every step of the process. From the moment they're first starting to think about the idea of making Aliyah, all the way to getting their license, specialty recognized, and employment. Talking about the Hebrew, that's something that really is required in order to integrate into Israeli society. And when I talk to doctors who are thinking of making Aliyah, I encourage them to think about how much English they use in their profession. You know, anesthesiologist is going to use a lot fewer words in the English language than a psychiatrist and different than a general practitioner. So instead of getting overwhelmed by the idea of, oh my goodness, I have to learn Hebrew, it sounds like a very overwhelming prospect, breaking it down into much smaller pieces. Okay, what is the minimum that I need to do in order to function in my profession as a doctor in Israel? And we're able to connect them with resources so that they can already get started before they...
Alison, we've just got a question in from one of our listeners saying, please can you ask your guest, how come Israel does not recognize South African general practitioners who Israel requires that the South African general practitioner has to do another 4 years to be a family doctor in Israel, whereas in South Africa, this is not required?
So it's a great question, and I'm very happy to clarify that Israel will recognize somebody as a doctor with a medical license, which will allow them to work privately as a general practitioner or in urgent care centers. And sometimes they'll be able to get hired by the Israeli Kupat Cholim system, the Israeli clinics within the national system. The difference between South Africa and most other countries is that you don't have to do a full residency in order to practice in your field as a general practitioner. And so the Israeli Medical Association is looking for that residency. It doesn't mean you cannot practice as a doctor. You can absolutely practice as a doctor. You can work as a licensed doctor, but you wouldn't be able to have that recognition the same way somebody else who's done a residency has been able to do. That's something that we would look forward to discussing on a one-on-one basis at the Aliyah Fair. Or you can reach us separately if you're not going to be able to attend the Aliyah Fair at MedPro, MedPro, at NBN, like Nefesh Ben Nefesh, .org.il. But I'll just add that if you were moving from South Africa to any number of other countries, every country does set its own standards and its own rules and regulations and expectations of what they're looking to see. We don't make the rules, but we are here to kind of be the go-between to make sure that you're able to navigate the system as best as possible.
And Alison, one last question. The goal that you have of 2,000 doctors in 5 years is ambitious. Many South African Jews, as you know, are doctors. What would you say to a medical professional listening now who's on the fence about making Aliyah?
I think that's something that would be different really for each person. But I'll say that our goal of the program is to make sure that if there's a doctor around the world who has even a 1% interest in making Aliyah, I want to make sure that we're talking to them. I want to see that they have the right information. I really believe that information is power. And I'm not here to convince anybody to make Aliyah, but if it's at all an option that you're looking at, if it's at all a possibility that you're thinking about, I would want doctors in South Africa to know what the process looks like, to make sure that they're speaking to the right people, to make sure that they have their documents in order in case they do want to move forward with their Aliyah process as a doctor.
Alison, we need to go to the news, but maybe I can just read to you the same person saying that you will not be able to make a living because none of the Kupat Cholim will pay. I have been looking into this for a number of years and it's simply not an option. The Israeli medical system has failed South African doctors. 20 seconds, can you comment on that?
I think that it's a frustrating situation, but there are other alternatives besides working in the Kupat Cholim system. There are other alternatives where a doctor without a recognized specialty could make a living, and I'd be happy to continue that conversation. And I encourage anybody in South Africa who's a doctor eligible and thinking of making Aliyah to reach out to us.
And that is Alison Spicer, the Associate Director of the International Medical Program at Nefesh B'Nefesh. That email Alison, medpro@nbn.org.il. And you can also meet Alison if you're in Johannesburg for the expo at the end of the month. I'm not sure if it moves to Cape Town and Durban, but I will certainly be asking that when we have our guest on later in the program. So stay tuned.